Wives, have you ever given your husband bad advice? Probably. In all the decisions and directions of life, the ups and downs and twists and turns of living life together as one in marriage, yes, there are moments we all speak before we actually think about or possibly pray about what we are speaking over or to one another. Being slow to speak and quick to listen is marriage 101. My husband and I have been married almost 29 years, and in all of those days, yes, there have been moments both of us have used words that weren't very uplifting. Sometimes words of advice I voiced were rooted in selfishness and weariness. Life gets stressful. Expectations don't get met. Feelings get hurt. Life gets tough. All that talk on the wedding day of in sickness and in health and for richer or poorer gets put to test, doesn't it? Well, today's focus has to do with the husband and wife who were put to the test. Because you know as much as I do that if one of you walks through something, you both walk through something. We're looking this month at women in scripture we can learn from. I was a bit surprised when the wife of Job kept coming to mind. But as I dug deeper, I began having more compassion and grace for her. She was tired. What Job was experiencing directly impacted her life and heart as well. But the beauty of the story is what God revealed through it. If you're not familiar with Job, go read all 42 chapters. You'll see the tragedy and unexplained pain of Job's journey, as well as the revealed sovereignty and character of a loving and righteous God. It all begins with Satan attacking Job's character. God allows Job to be tested. The tragedies begin, and messenger after messenger deliver life-altering news to Job. In a matter of hours, Job lost everything that was important to him except his wife and his own life. The setting of Job's suffering is set, and the testing begins. Job 2, 9 and 10. His wife said to him, "Are you still maintaining your integrity? Curse God and die." He replied, "You are talking like a foolish woman. Shall we accept good from God and not trouble?" In all this, Job did not sin in what he said. There is so much in the book of Job, but here's our focus for today. To say this was a stressful day would be a massive understatement. Not only did Job lose everything, his wife did too. While the focus is primarily on Job, his wife by his side suffered as well. In a moment of weakness, as she watched her husband suffering greatly, the advice she gave was not what he needed to hear. I believe she did want his pain to end, but as I examine my own selfish heart, I think she wanted it to end for her as well. Job beautifully leads her by example. In chapter 1, he falls to the ground and worships. In chapter 2, he reminds his wife the goodness of God is not dependent upon life's blessings or pains. He is who he says he is. He is good and he is worthy to be praised. That's the truth. Job persevered, and he and his wife's latter days were blessed greatly. It was a long, rough valley, but together they made it to the other side. Wives, may we learn from this and offer sound words of wisdom to our husbands in stressful seasons that have been covered in prayer. Walking in obedience together makes all the difference when the enemy fights against us. I'm Lori Klein.